Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp, insightful marketing updates. Today, we're digging into the shifting sands of creator partnerships, the ad industry's response to global crises, a moonshot moment for the media, and the latest ad tech power plays. Let's get right into the stories that are shaping the marketing world right now. First up, from Adweek, letting Cam be Cam. How brands can work with athlete creators like Cam Newton. The era of the athlete creator is here, and Cam Newton is leading the charge. At the 2026 IAB New France, Newton, now a prominent content creator after his NFL career, teamed up with Dotavio Samuels, CEO of Revolt, Offscript Worldwide, to pitch himself as a top-tier influencer for brands. Newton's partnership with Offscript integrates his iconic saga productions, including his Funky Friday and Fourth and One with Cam Newton podcasts, into a wider creator-led ecosystem. A major focus is his Fourth and One with Cam Newton College Tailgate Tour, spotlighting HBCU culture and student athletes. Both Newton and Samuels stress that authenticity is non-negotiable. Brands shouldn't expect Newton to change who he is. Instead, the opportunity is for advertisers to integrate into real moments that move culture, rather than retrofitting campaigns after the fact. Newton is candid about learning the business side of content, emphasizing collaboration with experts while staying true to his voice. The message to brands: if you want to reach engaged, diverse audiences through sports and culture, you need to get in early, respect the creator's authenticity, and play a real role in the story as it unfolds. As Samuels put it, let Cam be Cam, and see the value in what's already working. Next, let's turn to the future of creator-publisher partnerships, as explored in Digiday's Future of TV briefing, what publishers have to offer creators. Publishers are courting creators more than ever, but what's in it for the creators? Two big things: money and reach. While top creators can land brand deals on their own, small and mid-sized creators often need the resources and exposure that publishers provide. For instance, Future Creative, the creator arm of the British publisher Future, sweetens deals by adding ad inventory from its own properties to creator brand packages. Meanwhile, Calibre is launching Sezo, a video platform for news creators that sidesteps TikTok and YouTube, offering creators 90% of revenue from paid video access. There are trade-offs. Publishers like Future charge finder's fees, and creators might have to share margins with both publishers and their own managers. IP ownership is a sticking point, but the Washington Post's Creator Network now lets creators keep their IP while co-publishing on post channels, a win-win for independence and reach. The landscape is also being shaped by AI, with agencies like Dentsu and later using AI tools to match creators to briefs and predict performance. And publishers like DMG Media are hiring creators directly, producing dozens of original videos daily. As the creator economy matures, publishers are evolving from gatekeepers to partners, offering amplification, monetization, and new distribution models, while creators retain more control and upside. Shifting gears, let's talk about the ad industry's response to global instability. Digiday's predictability has become a luxury. As the Iran war drags on, ad markets are starting to sweat, paints a sobering picture. With the Iran conflict escalating, oil prices have surged above $106 a barrel, and the White House is modeling scenarios where prices could hit $200. BlackRock's Larry Fink warns this could trigger a steep and stark recession, with the World Advertising Research Center projecting up to $50 billion in lost ad spend this year and $44 billion more next year if the crisis continues. The threat isn't just economic, it's structural. Stagflation means GDP drops while inflation rises, and ad budgets are hit even harder. Ubiquity estimates a 1.7x multiplier on GDP losses. While some ad spending, like paid search and retail media, remains resilient, the mood is shifting to contingency. Budgets on ice, campaigns paused, and agencies pressured to remain flexible. The 1990 Gulf War saw oil prices normalize quickly, but this time, with infrastructure being physically destroyed, recovery is less certain. The lesson: marketers who maintain or increase investment during uncertainty tend to recover faster, but the risk of overreacting is real. For now, the smart money is on precision targeting, brand-safe environments, and media buys that preserve flexibility as the world waits for clarity. Meanwhile, there's a major shakeup in ad tech. As covered by Adweek, the Trade Desk rivals swoop in on the heels of Publicis Omnicom auditing drama. 2 weeks ago, Publicis advised clients to stop using the Trade Desk after an audit alleged the DSP was improperly applying fees and auto-enrolling clients into paid offerings. The Trade Desk denies the allegations, but the fallout has been swift. Its stock has dropped 18%, and Omnicom is commissioning its own audit. Competitors are seizing the moment. StackAdapt is directly reaching out to agency buyers, while Quantcast is running LinkedIn ads urging marketers to leave DSPs that automatically opt you into fees. Tatari, which positions itself as a direct-to-publisher TV buying platform rather than a traditional DSP, is promoting content criticizing the open programmatic model, calling the Trade Desk the poster child for a massive industry problem. Illumin is also boosting posts about transparency and accountability. Whether these rivals can actually win significant business remains to be seen, but the message is clear. Transparency, trust, and flexibility are the new battlegrounds in ad tech, and marketers are re-evaluating their partners with a critical eye. Finally, let's look up, way up. After more than 50 years, the US is heading back to the moon with the Artemis II mission, and news outlets are pulling out all the stops. According to Adweek, NASA's Artemis II will send 4 astronauts on a 10-day trip around the moon aboard the SLS rocket and Orion spacecraft. Coverage is wall-to-wall. Bloomberg's Ed Ludlow is reporting live from Kennedy Space Center. CNN's Boris Sanchez anchors from the launch site with a full team across locations, and Fox News is handing coverage over to Fox Weather for the crucial hour. NBC News is anchoring from the launch site with Tom Lamers and a team of correspondents, while News Nation is preempting regular programming for live coverage. Scripps News is simulcasting with its local station, and Spectrum News is airing special live coverage in both English and Spanish. The launch is set for April 1st at 6:24 p.m. Eastern Time, with an 80% chance of favorable weather. This isn't just a technological milestone. It's a media event of historic proportions, with every major outlet vying to capture the moment, and the audience. That's it for today's brief. Whether it's creators redefining partnerships, ad markets bracing for turbulence, or a new space age unfolding on live TV, the pace of change in marketing and media is relentless. As always, staying flexible, authentic, and informed is your best strategy. Thanks for joining us. See you tomorrow for more insights to keep you sharp.